Trump reportedly posted what he said was Obama's address. An armed man was soon arrested there. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Federal prosecutors say that former President Donald Trump posted on his social media platform what he claimed was the home address of former President Barack Obama. The same day, a man was arrested near the property. 37-year-old Taylor Toronto, who prosecutors say participated in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, kept two firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition inside a van he had driven cross-country and had been living in. On the day of his June 29th arrest, prosecutors say Toronto reposted a Truth Social post from Trump referencing Obama's home address. They say Toronto told followers on his YouTube live stream that he was looking to get a good angle on a shot and locate the tunnels underneath their houses. That's shortly before he was arrested by the Secret Service. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.